You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome in, everyone, to hour number two of a special edition of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is Wednesday, August 27th, 2025. Normally, we would start out the hour with, it's a great day to be a Wisconsinite, but our hearts are hurting for our friends, our neighbors to the west in Minnesota, particularly the Twin Cities and Minneapolis today, as we continue the cover, our special coverage of tragedy there. Here's what we know at this hour. The FBI is investigating a deadly shooting in Minnesota during a Catholic school mass as, quote, an act of domestic terrorism and hate crimes targeting Catholics, unquote, according to the agency's director, Kash Patel. At least two children were killed. 17 people were injured during the mass to mark the first week of class at Annunciation Catholic School. Officials say the shooter fired through the windows, from the outside, through the windows, at people sitting in the pews, reports of some of whom were on kneelers in prayer. Authorities are currently holding a news conference. We brought you some of that earlier. Governor Tim Walz, also the mayor, Jacob Fry, talking about the helpers, that this could have been worse, according to the mayor, had it not been for the leadership of the first responders, the police, the school officials, the principals in the sanctuary at the time. Also reports that the shooter barricaded at least two of the doors with 2x4s so that no one could get out. The FBI has identified the shooter, who is dead. According to police, as a result of a self-inflicted gunshot wound in either the back of the church or the parking lot, that is still to be determined. Governor Tim Walz said the shooting at Annunciation Catholic School will have a lasting impact on the community after the news coverage dies down, quote, from the governor, quote, a lot of cameras here, and unfortunately, we've been through these types of things. They will be gone at some point. All of you have to do your jobs. But what happened here today will not be gone. Minnesotans will not step away. We'll stand with this community, unquote, Governor Tim Walz. The shooter involved in today's fatal accident used a legally purchased rifle, shotgun, and pistol to carry out the attack, according to Minnesota Police Chief Brian O'Hara. The shooter is believed to have acted alone when they opened fire at Annunciation Catholic School. Quote, there is no indication of other suspects directly involved in carrying out this attack, unquote, according to Police Chief O'Hara. Also, the chief said that the shooter had no prior criminal history. The shooter took their own life in the rear of the church. Quote, that coward has been identified, a 23-year-old, unquote, has no prior criminal history, according to police. Very tough day for a lot of folks. Very tough day. And I said, and many thanks to Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings of Pat Kreitlow, and also to Trevi Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, and most especially to Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio, which can be heard every evening from 8 until 9 on Civic Media, for taking time to be on the show today in the first hour. Robert, of course, lives in Minneapolis. And a programming reminder, please tune in, well, every night, but especially tonight, to Native Roots Radio from 8 until 9. Robert told us before he left here during the break, two very special guests on Native Roots Radio tonight, the CEO of Native American Group. He's also a psychiatrist. Dr. Stanley is going to be on the show tonight. And it's Native American Clinic, pardon me, CEO of Native American Clinic in the Twin Cities, Dr. Stanley, who is a psychiatrist. And also Arvina Martin, who is the first Native American woman to be elected to the city council here in the city of Madison. So they'll be discussing that as well on continuing coverage. And particularly poignant that Robert Pilot lives in Minneapolis and, again, unfortunately has covered this in the Native American community. There's been an outbreak. I hope that's not overstating it or hyperbole, but an increase, maybe that's more accurate, an increase of Native-on-Native gun violence in the Twin Cities, and Robert has been covering that and speaking very honestly about that. And now here it is. And Robert pointed out there was another shooting last night in Minneapolis, or at least in the Twin Cities area, where I think three or four people were injured in that. And that probably would have been the top story, except for what happened here today. Zomer, as I'm kind of watching a lot of things here, was that, I know you're giving me the high sign there. Is that what you're about the programming notes there?
No, the there is some other information that the authorities found online. I put it in the show chat.
Oh, okay, cool. I'll check on that. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Zomers. As you can understand, a fluid situation. Our great producer, Aaron Zomers, according to CBS and the Associated Press, the shooter had a YouTube video manifesto set to publish after the shooting. It has been since taken down from public view as being reviewed by authorities.
And yeah, I hope they do not republish it, because right, that's the last thing we need is more notoriety for the shooter.
No, I agree. I think it's important. I know people have different feelings about naming the shooter, so we'll refrain from that. But I do think it's important that we know that it's a male, 23 years old, and now apparently there's hate speech going on. Again, I want to be very careful and not speculate what that means at this point until these things are reported. Zomer and I were talking during the break. Great CBS affiliate, WCCO television and radio station, covering this, doing a great job up there. Also, the Minnesota Tribune, Star Tribune, great newspaper covering this. And this really shows the critical importance to local journalism. Not to say that the CNNs and the MSNBCs and the CBSs, NBCs aren't important, but so often in times like this, it's the Minnesota Star Tribune, it's WCCO, the reporters who live in these communities that can give us the clearest, most accurate picture. So we appreciate all of that reporting as well. Know what's worse today. Just don't feel it would be appropriate. Not in that kind of mood today. We'll talk maybe a little bit later on in this hour. Brewers in action tonight against the Arizona Diamondbacks. 6:05 broadcast start tonight. Got a nice win last night. But again, those sorts of things just don't seem super important on a day like today. If you want to call in, give your feelings on this, we'd love to hear from you. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Also, feel free to text us on the text line of the Civic Media app. Going to be reading some of those. Or text us on the Facebook, YouTube, Twitter handles as well. Let's go to the phone lines. Mark from Prairie du Sac. Mark, thanks for being so very patient. Hopefully you understand we want to get out some of this press conference, that sort of thing, and trying to deal in facts on a day like today, but at the same time, just trying to find our way forward. So, Mark, thanks for holding. What did you want to say?
Yeah, not a problem, Todd. And, you know, part of it is, first off, I was disturbed to hear that the hate that apparently is going on against the trans community. Now, how the heck that even got brought into this is beyond me, but I do have some suspicions. One thing that really bothers me is the proliferation of this style of firearm out there. You know, that now they've got them all tricked out. Now you can use AR-15s, you know, style weapons, and the .223 ammunition for whitetail hunting now here in Wisconsin. And I've noticed over now decades, where in the past it used to be that kind of weapon was not used for hunting. I mean, it simply was not. And now it is just, you got them all tricked out and all, so you can, that's the go-to weapon for hog hunting and wherever, night hunting for hogs. And now you can get a silencer for just about anything you want to get a silencer for. And it just is disturbing to me. Me as a hunter who sees this going on with the proliferation of that type of weapon going out there and getting popularized, I just don't get the attraction. And maybe if I was 20 years old again, and I'd be all attracted to that, but it just is beyond me why that we can't get some sensible legislation out there and try to curtail some of this, because it just is, it wouldn't hurt me at all, because I'm, my primary weapon when I'm pheasant hunting now is a double barrel 20 gauge, and when I see somebody else out on the trail, I break open the action so I can, it's a lot safer than it's tricky to be with sand.
I'm a hunter as well. Own firearms, a 30-06 for deer hunting, a 22, own a pistol, a 12 gauge shotgun for turkey and pheasant hunting. I don't want an AR-15. I don't know why. I mean, I wouldn't want to deer hunt with anybody with an AR-15. I'll tell you that much. But to the point here, that's coming out according to Minneapolis police so far. They are reporting, according to the police department, that the weapons used in today's shooting in Minneapolis were obtained legally. Now, we don't know who did that or how exactly. I want to be very careful about speculation. And look, I'm all for reasonable gun reform as well. Kelda Royce here in Madison, new legislation today that would ban concealed carry on college and university campuses. I got no problem with that. But also, you can't miss, and I'm not, I want people to be very careful. I'm not against reasonable gun reform legislation. I'm for it. But to what you were saying, Mark, to what's here being heard from police officials in Minneapolis, in this particular case, I don't know that legislation would have stopped today's tragedy. At some point, this becomes, and the mental health phrase gets used way, way, way too much, but we have to take this seriously. And we have to, as a community, be looking after those that we love and care about, don't we?
We certainly do. It sounds, what I've seen, I was just looking at it briefly because I can't only have so much I can take of this
we all
at
do.
Once.
Yeah.
But it sounds like this guy was kind of into the whole neo-Nazi philosophy and the whole hatred thing. But look what we have at the very top of our country right now, a guy who spews hate. That just freely. I mean, is there a trickle down effect there? I mean, I'm not blaming the president at this point in time, but
right.
I'm just saying that when you have the top person in the country spewing hatred constantly, and it's become epidemic in this country, this kind of hate speech, and it just is.
Well, that's a really good point, Mark. An important one. I appreciate you bringing it up, and we can discuss that as this half hour progresses. But there, I'll look for it over the break here. There is a Republican candidate for Congress in Texas who lit the Muslim holy book on fire in her political ad, and declared that Jesus Christ is Lord, and we're coming after Muslims. Now, again, I want to be really careful on this show. And I don't want to lead the charge. I don't want callers to be, we're not going to go after religions here. But to Mark's point, when we have people in leadership positions who are going after other religions, that puts thoughts in people's head who are already not stable. Come back, continue this important discussion. Your calls, 855-752-4842 is the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to a special edition of the Todd Allball Show as we continue the tragic shooting in Minneapolis today in Minnesota. 22 now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Aaron Zommers on the board. Appreciate all of your calls, all of your texts. Hang on the line. We'll get to you here. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app and Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Talking before the break there to Mark, and again, I would be very, very careful because there are 17 people at least injured, two that we know have died in this tragedy. The shooter, a 22, 23-year-old young man, killed himself after committing the violence. And we are still waiting for causes. We have several on our live screens here. Zahmer and I are monitoring several different sources. We still don't know. They have not, police officials have not said a specific reason or cause. Is that correct, Zahmer, to this point?
Yes. But I do have some other information.
Sure.
The police chief, according to the Associated Press, just said that all of the injured victims, including all the children, are expected to survive at this point.
So well, thank God.
That's some heartening news.
That's very good news indeed that Police Chief Brian O'Hara of Minneapolis reporting that all remaining victims are expected to survive. So finally some good news on a very tragic day. But want to be careful, very, very careful about this. But to Mark's point earlier, and I looked it up and found this, I was going to talk about this actually yesterday, but like, no, I'm just not going to give this person credence. But now it becomes pertinent, unfortunately. And this are several sources. You can find this. This is at theindependent.com. There has been a furious reaction to an anti-Islamic campaign ad posted by a far-right MAGA congressional candidate in which she sets fire to the Quran with a flamethrower. Valentina Gomez, running for Texas's 31st district, is a Republican. She shared the extreme video on X as a part of her vow to, quote, end Islam, unquote, in the Lone Star State. She's also been using hateful rhetoric against Muslims, the LGBTQ community, black people, and immigrants in an attempt to gain notoriety to further a flailing attempt at a political career, which has so far gone nowhere. And people say, well, look, she's a right-wing nut job. Why give her? I get it. But in today's world, I'm holding up my iPhone for those watching on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. That's what binds so many of these extremists together now. Now, I've talked about it on this show before. I used to go when I was a Republican. I left the party in 2011. I go to state conventions for Wisconsin Republican Party, and there were always about anywhere from a dozen to 25 whack jobs who would be off at a corner, and they'd have crazy signs, and everybody else at the convention would snicker at them and make fun of them. But ever since the advent of the internet, maybe not the advent, but the proliferation, say 2000 forward, all these folks are joined together by the internet and they feed off of each other. And now the right-wing wackadoodle jobs can mainstream themselves on these videos. And what's really dangerous is then you have extremists or people who might not necessarily be religious extremists, but be of a certain religion and have their own mental health issues, they see something like this. And suddenly now they're going to go out and commit a horrific act in response to something that happened a half a country away. Again, I'm not saying this is what happened in this specific case, but this is how we have to be mindful of what we consume. We have to be mindful of what our kids are consuming. 855-752-4842. Jack in Merrimack. Jack, thanks for calling as always. What say you?
Thank you. First of all, I'm a gun owner. I own a target pistol, and I find recreational target shooting interesting and fun. I'm not totally anti-gun. However, I wonder what the Supreme Court could possibly be thinking of when they look at the Second Amendment that says a well-regulated militia, and then they throw out regulations and they say you don't have to be part of a legal militia to own any number of guns. I mean, that's just crazy. Mm-hmm. Now, the second thing I want to say is this. The Australians, back around in the 90s sometime, basically banned these military-style weapons. And, it cost the politician that originated the legislation, it cost him his job. But as far as I know, they haven't had a multiple shooting massacre since. Now, that probably wouldn't have happened in this case because there weren't any of those type of weapons involved from what I've heard.
Correct.
But it's a start. Mm. It's a start. We can do this, and we know what works. Our politicians, they're so enamored of their jobs, they've just got to keep that power that they're not willing to do that sort of thing. That's what really, really angers me.
Appreciate the call, Jack. Thank you so much, Jack in Merrimack. Yeah, I'm a gun owner too. Believe in guns for hunting, for protecting yourself, but I'm not sure. I mean, I go back to the bipartisan ban on assault weapons back in the 90s that my former boss, Republican Scott Klug of Wisconsin, voted in favor of. To Jack's point, that's a start. But also, I think it's taking care of each other. We'll discuss it when we come back. Stay tuned. Farm News is next. Your calls as well on the Civic Media Ready Network. Welcome back, everyone, to a special edition of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Ready Network. 35 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock on Wednesday, August 27th, 2025. Aaron Zommer's on the board. Appreciate all of his work today. Special coverage of the mass shooting that happened just to our west in Minnesota this morning. An Annunciation Catholic school this morning where at least 17 people are known to have been injured. Two are reported dead. And also the shooter, who is a 23-year-old male, died by suicide either in the back of the church or at the parking lot. According to Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara, all remaining victims currently in the hospital at this hour are expected to survive. CNN now reporting that the children shot and or killed range of the age of 6 to 15 years old. They were in the pews of the church, some on their knees, on the kneelers, praying when the shooter reportedly put 2x4s in at least some of the church doors so they could not be opened from the inside, broke through the stained glass windows, and murdered the victims in their church pews while shooting from the outside into the church. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has been at the scene press conference. We carried a bit of that earlier along with the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, also there. Motive not yet known. And I want to be very, very careful about this. I don't want to speculate on this program. We're not here to insinuate things or make assumptions that we don't know to be true. That's really dangerous and, in my opinion, terrible reporting and terrible radio because people are dead. Families are grieving today. And what we need are clear heads and minds that deal in fact. And our job is to bring you those facts as we know them and to have thoughtful discussions as we work through this. If you'd like to call in, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. We'll be going through some of those. Also, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Feel free to leave your comments there. I want to get into a little bit more this half hour, how this kind of ties in, unfortunately, with new reporting by Kelly Meyerhofer at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We covered this earlier this year, unfortunately, in Southwest Wisconsin at my alma mater, UW-Platteville, where there was a young woman who killed another young woman with a handgun in a dorm. And really some disturbing new reporting from Kelly Meyerhofer on that. And also, if we have time, Governor Tony Evers has requested a disaster declaration from President Trump after a historic Milwaukee area flooding. We'll see if we have time for that. Again, I think it's important to point out that according to police, the weapons that were used in today's mass shooting in Minneapolis, as well as the weapon used at UW-Platteville, were obtained legally with proper permits. The shooter at Platteville earlier this year had a concealed carry permit, went through the training. And as a firearm owner myself for hunting and self-protection, I acknowledge the need for and I support reasonable gun reform like red flag laws, waiting periods, assault weapons bans. But as it appears today, what happened in Minneapolis and also what happened in Platteville, that would not have been prevented by legislation. So I think legislation in and of itself is not going to fully address this crisis that is unfortunately unique to America. It goes deeper than that, in my opinion. And a reminder, if you or somebody that you know is struggling and needs to talk to someone, dial or text 988. 988. Someone is standing by to talk to you at all times. This is also disturbing new reporting. According to Channel 3000, CBS affiliate Channel 3 here in Madison, the person who authorities say opened fire at the Minneapolis Catholic school today had the last name of the Abundant Life Christian shooter written on the gun. Of course, that tragedy happened here in Madison just last December, less than a year ago. We anchored the special coverage of that. The video, according to CBS, originally uploaded to YouTube, appears to depict today's shooter showing off his weapons, which are covered in writing. One of the guns appears to have the name Rupnow written on it. The video has since been deleted from YouTube. CBS News confirmed the verified video. It is unclear if the guns seen in the video were the ones used today. Law enforcement also confirmed to CBS News and Minneapolis, WCCO, the great affiliate there, that today's shooter posted the video with a manifesto, which has also since been deleted by authorities. Natalie Rupnow opened fire at the Abundant Life Christian School in Madison on December 16th of last year, killing two people and injuring six more. Both today's shooter and the one here in Madison died of self-inflicted gunshots. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Cam in Appleton, thanks for your patience to holding on, Cam, and listening. What say you?
Thank you for taking my call, Todd. I have watched over, I would say, a few hundred hours of information, like actual information going in depth, breaking down their from birth to their death of shooters in our country, actually all around the world too, but primarily the U.S. because of our unique position in the world with the problems that we have. Mm-hmm. And I would advise folks that when you're seeing any of the stuff that's written on the weapons from the shooter, to ignore it. In large, the only one that probably means anything, and it's not, this isn't speculation necessarily, it's fact, because I've seen the video of the manifesto, and I'm not reporting on that. I'm just saying that it lines up with what people in the past have done at other school shootings, because a lot of the times they reference people like their heroes from Columbine or their heroes from the Wisconsin shooting. Natalie specifically gets referenced quite a bit in a lot of the more recent ones, which is very odd. But they go for to themselves high scores, and it's like a mix of people that are incels with people that are pretty anti-atheist or anti-God. In this case, this person was anti-God. Their mom had retired from the school that they went and shot up previously, and so that at least establishes some kind of a connection to that school. But they only picked that one because they said that they just wanted to get the highest score possible against people that had less of a chance of fighting back.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate the call, Cam. Thank you very much. And again, here's what we know at this hour, according to CNN. Hit the wrong button there. There we go. Here's what they're reporting at this hour. The FBI identified the shooter, a 23-year-old male. Agency is investigating the shooting as an act of domestic terrorism and hate crimes against Catholics, unquote, according to FBI Director Kash Patel. However, Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara was asked at a news conference if the shooting was a hate crime, and he said officials don't have a motive yet to investigate it as a hate crime. The shooter today had no prior criminal history. He was armed with a rifle, a shotgun, and a pistol, which Chief O'Hara in Minneapolis said were purchased recently and legally. The police chief said it's believed that the shooter acted alone. The shooter died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound in the rear of the church, according to the police chief. CNN is reporting at this hour that the 23-year-old shooter graduated from Annunciation Catholics grade school in 2017, according to a yearbook obtained by CNN. And as Cam stated, it has now been confirmed by CNN's reporting that the shooter's mother had previously worked at the school from 2016 through 2021, according to social media posts. It's a good example of not coming to conclusions too early. And I'm trying to be as deferential as I possibly can and not make today political. But it's disturbing, to say the least, when the FBI director immediately jumps into saying this is a targeted domestic terrorism crime, but the local police chief is saying, wait, we don't have that confirmed yet. I prefer to err on the side of caution, because it does no good for this program or any other program or media to gin people up until we know facts from law enforcement on the ground. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Charles, listening on WAUK in Milwaukee. Charles, thanks for calling. About 2 minutes. What say you?
Hey, Todd. So I thought the same thing when you mentioned earlier, or maybe it was a news break that Kash Patel had said that, you know, it was a hate crime against Catholics. I'm thinking, man, how did they find that out that quickly? Mm. So that kind of disturbed me, you know, for them to take it there. But my bigger thing is something needs to be done. Whether we're talking about kids being killed in bigger cities from gun violence or accidental deaths that occurred from kids getting a hold of a loaded gun in the house, to kids being killed at school, at schools or at events. I'm not even talking about adults, but just for the kids' sake, at what point do people, I don't care what side of the aisle you fall on, say, hey, we have to care more about kids than we do about guns, because if this person wouldn't have had a gun, those kids would probably be at home or on their way home from school now.
Yeah.
And something has to be done. I know people always say, well, thoughts and prayers. Well, thoughts and prayers don't go far when you have a family right now that's trying to figure out funeral arrangements for their loved ones that have been taken away by hot lead from somebody's gun.
Yeah.
Some has to give, and I don't know if it will. I was just telling my mom today, I think some of these people who are so strong about the guns, if their loved ones were killed, I still think they would say, well, it's their Second Amendment right to have weapons. I mean, I'm not a gun person. I never have been. I never allow people to buy my kids water guns when they were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
But something about this country and guns, you don't see this anywhere else in the world.
Right.
Where you see people being gunned down daily, weekly, whether it's a mass shooting or somebody got mad and pulled out the gun and shot the other person because they said something that they didn't like or
Charles,
road rage incident.
I appreciate the call. It's up against the clock, my friend, but thank you very much. Come back. We'll wrap up the show, tell you the latest here, what we know about today's tragedy in Minnesota. It's the All Ball Show, a special edition on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to a special edition of the Todd Allball Show. We continue to cover the breaking news, the tragedy in Minneapolis today in Minnesota, where now, according to authorities, by the way, it's 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC, CBS News continue to have national updates on this tragedy in Minnesota. Check of weather. Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are back in action tonight on some of our stations in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Park Falls and Hayward. Brewers taking on the Diamondbacks tonight at 6:05 for the pregame show on those stations. First pitch around 6:35 later on tonight. Also, the Wisconsin Badger football team kicking off their season opener from Camp Randall tomorrow. We'll see what the evening brings tonight and into tomorrow, but we plan on focusing a little bit on that tomorrow, because many of our Civic Media stations cover the Badgers as well. But right now, at this very moment, and then after the news, weather, and sports, Maggie Dawn from 4 until 6, my guess is that Maggie will continue to cover this breaking news as well. So join Maggie Dawn from 4 until 6. Pete Schwabe is back tonight in the host chair with Nightlight. Little break for everything. And our old friend Todd Michaels, I understand, is a guest talking about the paranormal as well. So a chance just to kind of unplug from the tragedy. Here's what we know at this hour. A shooter fired through the windows of a Catholic church in Minnesota today, killing 2 children, wounding at least 17 others, who are marking the first week of class at Annunciation Catholic School. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara said police don't yet, quote, have a motive, unquote, for the shooting. The FBI identified the shooter, who is dead, as a male, 23 years old, who graduated from the school in 2017, according to a yearbook obtained by CBS. Annunciation Catholic Church is well known in the neighborhood as a very community-oriented church, according to U.S. Senator Tina Smith, who lives several miles away. Smith referenced what the school's principal said during a news conference about taking action and said that was emblematic of the community of, quote, putting your faith into action, unquote. The weapon, rifle, shotgun, pistol used to carry out the attacks were purchased legally, O'Hara said. The police chief said they were used and purchased recently. According to the police chief, there was apparently a manifesto put up on YouTube, which has since been taken down. The chief said it included some disturbing writings, unquote. The victims range in age from, or the victims, the two that are dead, an 8 and 10 year old who are praying in the pews of the church when they were murdered. Other ages range from 6 until 15 years old.
that were injured by gunfire. Three other people in their 80s were also shot. According to authorities, the victims who are hurt are experiencing, quote unquote, a range of injuries. But according to Chief O'Hara, all are expected to survive. Hope everybody can take some time to pause, reflect, hug the ones you know. Tell them that you love them. And remember all the first responders. As the governor and the mayor said today, the people who rushed into danger. And according to the governor and the mayor, most likely saved several others from being killed. That's the important news to take away, I guess, today, is that there are those firefighters and first responders and EMS and police officers who do immeasurable good in our community and commit their lives so that the worst of times of other people's lives, they are at their best. I don't know what the answer is, guys. I didn't come on the air today to give you the answer. I just hope to have a thoughtful discussion. Because at times like these, I think we just need to pause, reflect, and yes, as a gun owner, as someone who hunts, I'm all for reasonable gun reform of waiting periods, red flag laws, and assault weapons bans. But as authorities said today, most likely legislation would not have stopped this tragedy. I think it goes well beyond that into connecting with people. We didn't even really get to this great story. I encourage you to go to MilwaukeeJournalSentinel.com. Kelly Meyerhofer on the insight on this shooter at UW-Platteville, the murder-suicide. This young woman was in the education program. She failed her student teaching part. They said, you're not well enough. That's putting words in their mouths. You're not able to do a good job as a teacher. She wasn't good enough to teach kids. Yet she was approved for a concealed carry permit and had a firearm. She was sleeping with all the lights on in her dorm room. She was asking people, if you wanted to kill someone, how would you do it? If you're going to rob a bank, where would you go? I'm not blaming UW-Platteville entirely for this tragedy. But the point is, and I point this at myself, when we see people, particularly young people who are withdrawn, who don't want to be touched or hugged by family members, who don't want to be vocal in any way, who are obsessed with screens and sit in a corner or dark rooms or do just odd things. We all, myself included, need to ask compassionate questions. How are you doing? What can I do for you? What's going on? That doesn't take legislation, folks. That takes compassion and heart and humanity. And I know I could do better at that. Appreciate Pat Kreitlow. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Appreciate Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, and Native Roots radio host Robert Pilot. Join Robert tonight from 8 to 9. A really important show. He's going to continue this coverage live from Minneapolis. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging the drum.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.